Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're listening to Bollywood Weekly.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Bollywood Weekly. This is your host Aditya, and I'm joined by Pranita.
Hi, everyone, again.
It feels like a very long time since you've been on the podcast, but it's actually only been like two episodes.
Yeah.
That says more about me and the frequency of this podcast than you. But anyway, we are here to talk about many things, starting with Sui Dhaga, Mad in India.
Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought the concept of the movie was quite nice and interesting because it's actually an issue in India. Like, it actually sheds light on something that's very true. Like, you have these big branded designers and you have their workers or employees who make nothing. And this whole, like, cheating system within the fashion industry. So it was kind of shed light on something very interesting, but I'm not necessarily sure if the execution of it was the greatest. And some parts of it, I just felt the movie was really dragged on. Like, it could have been a bit shorter.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about the fashion industry, but just as a story of Varun Dhawan and Anushka, I don't know, I went in with very low to middling expectations.
Mm.
And for the first half an hour, I was completely bored out of my mind. I was like, this was so pointless. Why have I come to watch this movie? But as the movie kept going, it actually, I kind of started enjoying it more and more, and it kind of drew me in. And I don't know, I think there's just something about Varun Dhawan in terms of how, like, earnest he is and how, like, you know, it's hard not to kind of like him or feel bad for him. At least Pranita's giving me looks which clearly indicate that she doesn't feel the same way.
Yeah, I don't really have that sort of feeling towards Varun Dhawan.
Okay, so, just me then.
Yeah, I couldn't really empathize with that. And I also just, I mean, I'm not a big fan of Anushka. Like, in general, just the cast, it's like...
Is it because she's with Virat? Or...
No, not at all. I have no sort of feelings towards him. But, what's it called? I just don't think they have the best, I don't know how to say this, but I just don't like them too much as actors and actresses. I think,
like, individually or?
Individually, okay. Not even speaking together.
Yeah.
I've never seen a movie where I've been like, oh, wow, what an outstanding performance by Anushka, or what an outstanding performance by Varun. I've never walked away feeling that way. But I also say this saying that I haven't watched Pari or NH.
NH10,
which were like her two roles, which was different from her usual like quirky, chirpy self. So this was interesting. It wasn't her like overly expressive and extra character. She was like a more docile. So that was a very nice take on her role. But I feel like she did nothing more than just keep crying on screen. Like,
yeah, that was a bit weird. I think, I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted about it. On the one hand, I feel like they could have given her a bit more to do, or a bit more to play with.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I feel like it's kind of just a reflection of reality in terms of the society they're portraying, right? In a lot of the rural parts of India, sadly, the, you know, it is hard for women to actually speak up or to have a more active voice. And that's so, part of me kind of liked the way that she was still kind of influencing Varun Dhawan and
making, she was still that
without really going, you know, like what you said, being really bubbly and fierce and like shouting and screaming. Like, I quite liked the moment in which in the trailer I thought felt super cliche, but in the movie I actually quite enjoyed it. The part where she asks him a bunch of questions, where he's thinking about setting up the shop.
Oh yeah.
And he's like, the rent is super expensive, and they're just sitting in this like open park which has a bunch of like hawkers there. And she's like, oh, so what about this guy? Like, do you think he pays rent? Does he own this land? And Varuna was like, no, obviously not. It's like the municipality land. She's like, oh, do you think he pays rent? And he's like, no, of course not. And then he's like, wait, are you saying that I should set up my shop here? And she's like, no, you're the one who just said it. Mm. So I found that to be quite nice in a way. But yeah, I did agree she was crying a disproportional amount of time.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, her role was... I think it was very apt, and I think she did a really good job at it. And especially considering her previous roles, it's always been this like same, like it's like kind of like a cookie cutter role, like that she's always cast towards. And this was very different. So that was nice. But like I said, like it wasn't like I walked away from it being like, wow, she really, really like shined through in this movie. And I can't say the same about him as well. And to be honest, like, yeah, so I really liked the end, like when they started to wrap it together and they had that like competition and the runway and everything. But before that, there was like bits that were building up to this moment that I just felt was so dragged on, like them trying to get the machine, the sewing machine, like they ventured up this hill, like he broke his toe. She got lost. He got lost. He couldn't get into the room. Finally, all they did was like tailor one pillow cover and then they got it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know that's trying to illustrate the lengths people go through to get this, but I just felt like it was like overly dramatic. Like, why was he in a vet clinic trying to get, like, you know, there was just like aspects of it where I just feel like they could have just sliced that part out.
Yeah. It's interesting. That is one in the opposite direction. But actually before that, earlier on, like, I felt the whole premise of him actually quitting his job to be just like super sudden and super
so
like
abrupt.
Because whatever the like this part you can see in the trailer, so it's not really a spoiler, but we might have some spoilers throughout. But where he basically works for this like for this guy, and they make him do like tricks and like pretend to be a dog and like stuff like this, and you know, when they go to the owner's son's wedding of the shop that Varandhavan works at, Anushka and the family see him do this, and she, at least in particular, is super bothered by this or upset by this. And yeah, I mean, okay, ideologically, there's this whole thing of like, having respect is important and all of that, but it's a bit, it's like very weak the way it suddenly overnight Varandhavan is like upset and like, you know, because it doesn't seem like he's actually, it doesn't seem like there's actually something very big that's happened that forces him to like, you know, quit his job. They show him being mistreated a little bit, but it's not like something which is like, oh my God, I'm going to just quit. And
yeah, to be honest, like, I totally agree with that. So, you know, he quits that job and then he does whatever, like he makes those gowns and then he goes and works for like this big name factory or whatever that starts manufacturing. And when he quits that, it makes a lot more sense.
Exactly.
I agree with you. So I feel like they could have cut that first chunk and started out with this and it would have been a lot more apt and accurate of the story. So yeah, that's definitely, which is what I mean. Like, they could have saved so much time.
Yeah, but I think I quite enjoyed the second half. Like, I think, like you said, the fashion show part was quite funny and it was good. I think even, like, that whole sequence involving Guddu, I think was his name in the movie. Their, like, brother-in-law, who is this shady character
Who gets him a job, but then takes advantage.
Who gets him a job, but eventually screws him over and screws him out of some money as well. Like, I thought his whole character was, like, really funny, and it's like, so you see so many people like that in India who are just like con artists basically.
Yeah, for sure. They try to act like they are helping you out everything, but in reality it's just helping themselves. I think the movie could have totally started from that situation where maybe his mom got sick, he started making the gowns, and then he ended up in this lady's factory, and then he started his business, because I mean, that seems a lot more realistic.
Exactly.
And that would be a true depiction of how the whole, like, you know, the journey started out as a tailor in India. And it was really ironic. The first company he was with, it's like they just made sewing machines. But like it didn't tie into the story at all.
Yeah, it was very random. It was just to create this conflict, but which was barely a conflict. Yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
It was so weird. Like, it's like, okay, so what? It's not like he got a sewing machine from there. It's not like he learned his skills from there either. No. Like he learned his skills from his grandfather.
Exactly.
So it's just like, where does this shop fit in?
Yeah. So apart from Varun Dhawan and Anushka, I thought all the supporting cast did a pretty good job.
Yeah, I agree.
The parents in particular were
really, really good. I thought they were very well cast and they acted really well.
And it was very like real. Like a lot of times there's a tendency to cast parents as these like very over the top, like dramatic. But I felt like especially the mother.
Yeah.
She was like very calm, very understated. It has these little like quirky things about her, like she like, distrusts medicine, she has all these home remedies and stuff. I thought all of that was created pretty nicely. Like one of the things that usually Ashraj and Dharma and all these companies struggle with is to actually show small town life realistically and not make it seem like it's very manufactured. I think this movie actually managed to do that pretty well. Although it is still a bit weird to see Varun Dhawan and Anushka Sharma as being those people.
To be honest, yeah, it is weird. But I will give it to Anushka for actually portraying that role a bit more accurately than Varun. Like, Varun Dhawan truly looked out of place in that situation. Like, I felt like it was just like, it didn't suit him. It didn't suit his actions. It didn't suit his mannerisms. Whereas her, she very truly looked very plain, simple and humble.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I don't know. I still thought Varun Dhawan did a good job, but...
Oh, I didn't. Anyway. Purely swoon by him.
He is my erstwhile lookalike, so I have to...
Is it? Be... Who told you this?
Many people have told me this, actually. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying that many people have said this to me, including high-profile people, so...
Oh, it's fine. That's lovely.
Music, there weren't really any... There were a few songs in there, but they were kind of
nothing
just...
catchy. I mean, I don't even remember a single one of them.
Yeah, they were all like kind of background songs, which I think was okay. Movie was still, I think, like you said, a little long. It could have been a good like 15...
It was very long.
15, 20 minutes shorter, easily. At least.
Just cut that first chunk. Honestly, if they did that, I think this movie would have been so much more genuine and realistic, and it would have probably... captured a lot of like the audience a lot better than it did right now.
I mean, I think the movie still did reasonably well.
But I think it's because of the names like Varun Dhawan and Anushka Sharma.
Like it did like 60 or 70 crore I think by now, which is slightly better than I'm not sure whether it was breaking even or they doubled the investment, one of the two. But yeah, it wasn't like a crazy blockbuster or anything. But it continues Varun Dhawan's streak of having yet to deliver a single flop at the box office. Every one of his movies has made money.
That's good.
So, cool. Anything else on Sui Dhaga?
No, I think that's about it. Is this our shortest podcast?
No, we're not done. We have lots of other stuff. We have all the trailers.
No, I know, but as in about Sui Dhaga, it's pretty short.
We're at 14 minutes. That's actually not that much.
Usually
less.
Usually I feel like we've done it for some...
It's just the conversation flowed so naturally because we've both done this so many times now.
Exactly. There's no stalling.
Okay. For listeners of the podcast, if you're wondering about Andhadhun and all the reviews, I was actually planning to go see Andhadhun, but it was sold out on a Tuesday evening. So that gives you a sense of how much this movie has picked up. But we will definitely... have a podcast on it hopefully in the next 1 week, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we are going to talk about trailers and upcoming releases. I think the biggest one is Thugs of Hindustan. I don't even know what else to say that hasn't been said, but
I'm just so confused by the trailer and the cast and everything, and it's just a total rip off Pirates.
Yeah, it's completely...
And I think that's pretty much what everyone's talking about.
Yeah. But it's like not even...
Amir Khan is just Jack Sparrow.
And it's not even like... They're not even trying to hide it. That's the crazy part. Like, it's... I don't know. And it's weird to have Amitabh Bachchan and Amir Khan, who have been known, like, aside from Dhoom 3, who both of whom have been known for, like, doing relatively meaningful movies in the last few years. But this is just like a complete, I don't know, I think Wire paid them a shit ton of money.
I totally agree. Like, it was just super unexpected of Amir Khan and very unexpected of Amitabh Bachchan to be doing a role like this. But maybe they're just tired of always having a purpose and they want to just do some like bullshit film.
I mean, for Amitabh Bachchan, sure, I get it. Like, if he gets a big payday, sure.
He's
but Amir
old.
Khan, the thing is, like, he has... It's not like he's given up big paydays to do the meaningful stuff, right? Most of his movies have been super blockbuster hits.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, it's like easy for us to sit and comment about whether they should or shouldn't turn down that amount of money. But yeah, it was just surprising to see. Who knows? They could kind of prove us wrong, and it might turn out to be the next Lagan. But I also feel like they've just blatantly tried to capitalize on the Lagan elements of Lagan in terms of this whole British India and bad white actors trying
but
to talk
Hindi. It's just not there at all.
At least
Lagan, there was like so much more to it.
Yeah, and I think it's like the fact that your leading actress in the film, or at least most high profile actress in the film, is not in the first two-thirds of the trailer.
Yeah.
And then
she's just in a
is only there in the last one-third as in multiple shots of one item song.
Yeah.
And that probably was still the most interesting part of the trailer. is a pretty bad indictment of what a terrible trailer it was. But we're all going to end up seeing it, so.
I don't know if I will, to be honest. I don't enjoy movies like that.
Anyway, so that's that. The next film was Badai Ho.
Which looked incredible.
It looks really funny. The only kind of negative point that I can find is that it's just like, it feels a bit, it's like literally Vicky Donor and Shubh Mangal Savdhan, repackaged and recycled.
Yeah.
With a different kind of headlining cause.
Yeah.
But, still pretty funny. It was good.
Yeah, I feel like that guy, Ayushman Khurrana, does a lot of movies like that. So, But the thing is, I still enjoyed Vicky Donor. I still enjoyed Shubh Mangal Savdhan. So I'm sure.
Yeah.
This one would be really good as well.
Yeah. I recently read that, speaking of box office, that Ayushman Khurrana has never been in a movie that has made 50 crore domestically. So I hope Andhadhun is the movie that crosses it.
Breaks it. I mean, it's such a shame because I think he's such an incredible actor.
Yeah, I mean, but like all of his movies have done well because they're all super low budget.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it's not like he's had a bad run or anything. But yeah, I just found it surprising because his movies have been really, at least it feels like they've been very popular and talked about. But yeah, even Bareilly Ki Barfi, I thought would have crossed that because that was quite mainstream as well.
Yeah.
But it was just under. Anyway, so yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And the last movie on our list is Helicopter Ela. Oh, actually, no, we have one more after that.
Helicopter Ela. Okay, where do we start? I think I'm gonna watch it for sure. I don't know, like, so I'm not. I mean, I just like the fact that, okay, I have no idea who the guy is in the movie, like, who plays her son. He's, like, some newbie, I guess. But the trailer looks sort of... I mean, I don't think it's going to be insanely good, but it's one of those, like, feel-good, tear-jerking film that, you know, I'll enjoy.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing about the
It's trailer. Kind of like that movie Hitchkey.
No, but Hitchkey was good.
That's why I feel like this could be something like that.
This feels very like, I don't know, it's like a mishmash of like various movies put together. Like, it feels don't know, there was nothing about it that was very exciting. And it was also very confusing because, I don't know, she's like clearly this former musical star musician, or artist or whatever. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, I'm going to go back to school now and be a student in
with my son.
I'm like, okay, fine. That's one story. Cool. You could make a movie on that. But then at the end, there's this whole other thing of like, oh, why don't you go back to music and why don't you go and do this? And then I'm just like, whoa. Like, it's so confusing, so much to process.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just going to be a bit of a mess and all over the place. But
you know, you're watching it.
I don't think I'll actually watch it.
But you watched Thugs of Hindustan, really?
I mean, for the podcast, yeah. On my own time, I probably wouldn't watch it. That's the excuse I use for.
Yeah, for all shitty things.
No, but also honestly, one of the, and I'm not making excuses, but one of the reasons why the podcast has also become less frequent is to do with my schedule, but B is to do with not finding people to go for movies. Like, and it's so hard to convince people to go for a movie unless there's like an A-list star in it.
Yeah, for sure.
And even though it's like, Stree was a really good movie. And like,
I actually really wanted to watch it. Someone told me it's amazing. Yeah,
but you were not in town. So
did you watch it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, who'd you do the podcast with?
I had to call someone in India
who had seen
it and do the podcast over Skype.
Oh, I haven't watched it. I really like one of Fike's friend recommended.
Yeah,
and he was like, it's actually hilarious.
It's really, it's really good.
It's Rajkumar Rao Yadav, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him.
Yeah. And I literally couldn't convince anyone to go watch that movie. And I guarantee you, as soon as I say, oh, let's go watch Thugs of Hindustan, Amir Khan, Amitabh Bachchan, everyone's gonna be like, oh yeah, sure, I'd be down to go for that.
I don't know. I mean, you're not gonna be watching that with me.
Yeah.
You should probably do a podcast with my dad. He literally watches everything.
Yeah, why not? We should get him on.
Everything.
Anyway, going back to what we were talking about. Helicopter Ela, that I think we're... Yeah, I guess it's the only good concern
and your point of view.
Yeah. It is nice to see Kajol Roll acting again, though.
Yeah.
After her ban?
I'm kidding. Yeah, her
self-imposed ban.
Yeah.
And Shah Rukh is not in this movie, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and the last trailer was Bazaar with Saif Ali Khan.
Yeah, I'm not sure I really understood what's going on there.
Yeah, it was a bit weird. This also feels a bit like a movie that was like... It feels like a movie that someone started writing and then it got a bit out of control.
It's like a...
And then they were like, ah, it's too late, let's make it anyway.
It's kind of like... Okay, I don't know if you watch this, but it's kind of like Billions meets Suits. Like,
it's like the
concept of Billions, but then it's like that whole Saif being Harvey Specter and then...
Yeah.
This new guy being Mike Ross. So it's like that kind of got that vibe to it, but it's like so much more serious and so much more different. It's not like, you know, in these shows, there's like humor a bit, there's like sarcasm, it's like drama and everything. But this one had none of that. It was just like pretty flat serious.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this, it could be interesting, but it could also be completely disastrous. Like, there's not enough from the trailer to tell.
Yeah, you can't really say how it
Which I think
be.
Is okay. Like, I'm opposed to trailers just telling you. Like, literally, that was my problem with Sui Dhaga as well.
Everything that was good was in the trailer. Like, I so agree.
Like, it's like, throughout, you know exactly what's going to happen
because
of the trailer. So, anyway. But yeah, that's a movie that I would, if not for the podcast, I would probably watch, but maybe on my own time, like on Netflix or something. But not in
it's
a theater.
Come on Netflix. Oh no!
I mean,
no,
everything comes. Netflix or Amazon. One of the.
That's true.
One of them.
Yeah, I think I would probably watch this movie just because I can't tell if it's bad.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, now we are done with the pod. A solid 25 minutes.
Awesome.
Which I think is good because that gives me that means I'll take less time to edit it.
Perfect.
That's one other reason for the various delays on the podcast release schedule. Because
yeah,
a lot of time.
Way more.
Yeah.
I need to find a new group of friends who watch movies.
I need to find a new group of friends. I need to find an editor, ideally. If anyone listening likes to edit podcasts, I'm also happy to outsource like hosting the pod. Like just someone record a podcast and send it to me. I'll put it up.
What? Why not? It's like coffee with Karan with another Karan. Like that doesn't fly.
Yeah, but see the
podcast with Pish. But the has to be Pish.
But the difference is coffee with Karan. The selling point is Karan. I'm not sure that I am the selling point of this show. Anyway, on that note, thank you so much for listening. We will be back. I want to say next week, but I'll leave it at soon. Yeah. And yeah, see you then.
See you. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for listening. That's our show. If you enjoyed that, then please subscribe and spread the word. Bollywood Weekly is available on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, Audioboom, and pretty much anywhere else where you might get your podcasts. And if you have any comments or anything you want us to discuss on the show, then do get in touch with us by following TIC Productions on Facebook and on Twitter. See you next week.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.